Hi, and welcome back to A Teen's POV. It's so nice to see you here. So we're up to our second episode now. I can't believe that how well received the first episode actually was. And thank you for everyone who listened. And thank you for those who gave me feedback, because they're actually the inspiration for this episode, the feedback that I got from some of you guys. So that's great. I'm just going to get straight to it and go through quickly what today's topic will look like. So, obviously, I'm going to define peer pressure and its significance during this time, and then I'll talk about how what we project to others is influenced by our peers and how we might not always act like ourselves around certain people. Then I'll also talk about how this isn't actually our fault or all our fault because of the way we've evolved and how we were as primitive human beings. Then I'll also be bringing up a few points that some listeners wanted me to talk about, and I don't know if you read the descriptions of the episodes, but I called it the couple craze, or the couple aesthetic craze. Yeah, that's what I called it. So I'll talk about that and add in some reflection questions at the end, like I did in the last episode, because I quite liked those, and I hopefully you got something out of those as well. Just let me know. So, peer pressure is pretty standard. I'm pretty sure that everyone knows what it is, but basically, it's the influence of our peers on ourselves, and that could be any aspect of ourselves, even our identity, which I will get to later. And it's more significant during our teen years, because I might have mentioned it in the last episode, I'm not sure, but it's the time where we're kind of slowly finding ourselves and our independence, and I guess we kind of start to lose a bit of faith in our parents, because obviously they were teens a while ago and they might not understand what we're going through. And of course, times are changing as well. So what it would have been like when they were a teen would be very, very different compared to what we would go through as teenagers in 2021. So it's kind of like everyone's in the same boat, and that's why everyone's easily influenced by each other, because we feel like we just have that common ground, or everyone's kind of going through the same thing and has this similar struggles. And that's not to discredit anyone who's really got like hardships that I would not understand or other people wouldn't understand, but with certain ages come certain like broad umbrella struggles that everyone goes through. So I think that's why peer pressure is the most significant when we're teens, is because we're just looking for what, exploring ourselves, that's what it is. We're exploring ourselves, we're looking for what feels right, what doesn't feel right, and most of the time we kind of start to trust our peers more than we trust our parents. And I could make another episode about that, because I could go on for days about that, so just let me know if you want to hear it. But yeah, that's something else, that we kind of feel like our friends, our relationship with our friends becomes stronger than ever, because it's like that next step of independence. Not to mention that when we feel like we have something in common with someone, and in this case it'd be like around the same age group, we feel the need to find more things in common with them. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's just how humans work. Like, think of when you first meet someone, generally the first thing you'll do subconsciously will be find common interests, or at least that's what I do, but I'm pretty sure that's human nature. And it's so much easier to live this life as an individual if you have people that you can relate to.
And that's why peer pressure is so, so pulling during our teen years, because this is like a time where we might be finding independence, but we can do it together. That's kind of the mindset that most teens have, is that, oh, I might be an individual, or I might be growing into an adult, but if I have these people that are like me, that are with me, or if I can be like these people, I'll be safer. And it creates this sense of security. Now, my next thing that I found peer pressure actually influences is our identity, but our projected self. So naturally, there are certain behaviors that you would act upon depending on which environment. So, for example, the way you would act with your friends in class might be different to the way you would act with your friends out of class. And if you don't do that, I'd be very concerned. But you get the idea. Or the way you would act to an employer during a job interview would be very different to the way you would act with your siblings at home. So obviously the way you behave is going to change depending on who you're talking to and what environment you're in. But something that I've noticed from multiple conversations with all different kinds of people is that, especially at our age, people feel the need to be extremely fake all the time and very rarely show their authentic selves. And I mean, I see it, this might be my bias, but generally I see it more often with boys. They tend to act all like, I don't know, macho and act like they're bigger and better than what they actually might feel at school. But then out of school or with smaller crowds, they'd be a lot more genuine and down to earth and kind even. And I'm not saying that this is for everyone. This is just what I've seen. But I've seen it in multiple circumstances. And the one thing that I would say to them is that, what are you getting out of being fake all the time? Like, I can understand it'd be a defense mechanism for some people who are scared to be shamed for their true selves and shamed for what they really are. But I don't think people realize that it doesn't matter if you're fake or if you're being your true self. There are always going to be people who are not happy with you or have some sort of problem with you. You could be the most perfect person in the world and there would still be people that would find something wrong with you, because in the end, yes, we're all human and we're all different and no one is the same, but the way that someone else perceives you has nothing to do with you. It has more to do with them than it does to do with you. It's probably just a projection of themselves on you. Like, say for example, if a shy person, this is just an example by the way, I don't know if this has actually happened, but if a shy person didn't like a confident person because they had something that this other confident person didn't, it's really just a trigger within themselves. And maybe someone who wants to be successful doesn't like this other person who is successful. It's really just a projection of themselves because they feel inadequate with themselves. The successful person might not have done anything. You get my point. But there's nothing to be afraid of. And our peers, or a lot of people, might think or might make us feel like we need to be fake so that we can keep our guard up. But there are different ways to doing that. And because everyone sees each other being the same, fake and whatever, or two-faced and acting like a completely different person,
at school or maybe out of school, it doesn't really matter, but acting like two completely different people in different environments, when we see that a lot and we see everyone else doing it, it makes us, it doesn't even have to be consciously, it might just get this idea into our brain that we need to act like this and not show our true selves, because it can be scary and it makes us vulnerable. But in the end, there's really nothing to lose, because whoever might pick on you and whoever might say something about when you're being your true self, you can feel safe in the fact that it's not about you. What other people see in you isn't about you, it's about them. Now, this next part is probably my favorite part to explain when it comes to peer pressure and rejection, actually. It comes down to a lot of the social nature about human beings originated from back in the caveman days, when we were a lot less evolved. Our survival was based upon each other. You needed people to do the hunting and you needed people to look after the kids and whatever. And being rejected by other people and being rejected by your community meant certain impending death. And unfortunately, even though we've evolved and our society has very much evolved since then, our brains still find a way to attach ourselves to other people in the way that when we aren't accepted by our peers, we feel rejection and we feel those same feelings or similar feelings to what we would have felt back in the caveman days when we were rejected by a community and knew that we wouldn't be able to survive without them. But times are different now, and although they are, I think that's why peer pressure has such a hold on us, is because it's been engraved in our brains from primitive times that not being accepted by our peers would mean death. But that doesn't... that is not credible anymore. That is not credible anymore. And we still have that instinctual part in our brains that tells us, if you're not like everyone else, they're all gonna think this, that, and the other, and you're going to die. But reality check, you're not going to die. You're going to be okay. And I guess we don't even think about it. It's just been there. It's just been ingrained in our brains for so long that no one's really taken the time to think, wait a second, if people don't like the way I look, if people don't like the way I speak or the way I act or the way I am, then who cares? Who cares? Because yes, once upon a time it did matter, but today it doesn't matter. So why should you be like everyone else when you are special? Everyone is unique. And I try to say that without sounding cheesy and cliche, but it's true. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, I'd like to go on to some points that some listeners have made, and it's what I referred to earlier as the couple aesthetic craze. I don't know if this is just me, but I've seen it around quite a bit, and especially for teenagers. It kind of seems like everyone is in a relationship, or everyone has someone, or everyone has had experience, and blah blah blah. And sometimes we can feel pressured and we can feel like, oh, why don't I have a girlfriend, or why don't I have a boyfriend, or is there something wrong with me? Is like, I understand all of the insecurity that would
rises from this, and it's not just you, trust me, but it also comes down to peer pressure and how everyone just wants to fit in. Everyone just wants to fit in. And everyone just wants to be accepted, which is natural, and which comes back down to that primal instinct, which I just talked about. And now I'm going to read from a little excerpt from something that I wrote a while ago, and hopefully it kind of puts a bit of perspective to this. Quote, start quote. I'd like to start by addressing how relationships are idolized, put on a pedestal amongst many teens worldwide. Of course, I cannot make assumptions and umbrella the entire teenage demographic, but I've seen girls and boys spending so much of their precious time looking for the one, looking for a cute guy or girl or whatever else, only to be left heartbroken maybe months, a year later because of change, time and change. I'm not speaking for the entirety of teenagers, but I've seen it before my eyes on multiple circumstances. End quote. And what I want to say here is, when we idolize and romanticize relationships because of our peers, it becomes very hard to detach yourself from that longing without losing yourself and losing vision of who you are as an individual. And of course, it's a result of our good friend peer pressure. So that just goes to show how many things are actually impacted by our peers. Which brings me to my next point, that is the influence of those closest to you. And I'm not just talking about like your family, I'm talking about your friend groups and the people, your friends that you spend the most time with. So I'm probably going to butcher this example, but I heard somewhere that you are the average of all of your friends put together. And there's this other saying where it's like, show me your friends and I'll show you your life. Basically, it's putting importance on the people that you spend with. That didn't make sense. The people that you spend time with. That's what I meant to say. And there's another example where there's a fruit bowl, and if you have a moldy piece of fruit and you put it in that bowl, what happens to the rest of the fruit? It gets moldy. The same thing happens with people. This is why you might hear people stressing that to cut toxic people out of your lives is very important. And that's why, because even one toxic link and one toxic relationship, friendship, anything could very much influence you. And that kind of comes down to peer pressure too, and our peers' influence. Now, I mentioned this before, but often peer pressure tends to create this identity gap. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about it as well. And I'll quote him. He says, "How we appear is the image or the facade that we project to the world. That self is everything we do in order to show up looking in a certain way and to present to others a consistent exterior reality. This first aspect of the self is a veneer of how we want everyone to see us. How we really are, represented by that bottom hand, is how we feel, especially when we are not distracted by the external environment. It is our familiar emotions when we are not preoccupied by life. It's what we hide about ourselves." End quote. And that is a result of peer pressure. And our peers' influence is, it's because we're performing, essentially, performing for everyone and showing this side of us that might not really be us, just so that we can be accepted by others. Now, I have a real life example of this from over a year ago now, and it was to do with social media, actually. So all of my friends had Snapchat, and they still do, don't get me wrong, but that's besides the point. Anyway, all my friends had Snapchat, and I didn't, and I felt very left out. I had major FOMO. I was like, am I missing out? Is this something that I need that everyone else has that I don't have? And basically, I let this sort of peer pressure get to me and low-key bullied my parents into letting me have Snap. And I don't have it anymore for reasons unsaid. I can talk about it if you want me to, but that's not for this episode. But it really just goes to show that even someone like me, who feels like she has herself together and knows who she is still victim to peer pressure sometimes. And I'm sure there's plenty more examples where that came from, but that was just the first one that came to my head. Now, I have one last example, and in this one, the stakes are slightly higher and the consequences are a bit more dire, but I know that it does happen, so I just wanted to put this example in as well. So, one of my friends I was at a party with one of my friends, and everyone was drinking, yes, but she didn't want to. And one of her other friends, I'm not going to name any names, but one of her other friends was like, oh, come on, everyone's doing it, it's like fine and whatever. And she really didn't want to, but in the end, she caved in and she did it, because it's kind of, when it comes to the masses, it's so easy to normalize things even if they aren't normal, because in the end, nothing's normal or not normal. It lands in the hands of your values, and everyone's values are different. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we can't give in to peer pressure, and it's hard, I know. But everyone is different, and everyone has different values, and that's why it's important to stick to what you believe in, and to stick to who you are, and not let anyone else, or change yourself for the validation of anyone else. And that brings me to the reflection questions. So here we go. Take a moment to think to yourself, why should I be like everyone else when I am unique? Why hide my differences when they make me who I am? What do I get out of fitting the mold others want me to fit? And really let that sink in and think about it. Because I've said this before and I'll say it again, we're all different and unique, and that's what makes us individuals. That's what makes us individuals. No one is like anyone else. You're not like the person that you're, I was going to say the person that you're sitting next to, but I don't know if you're sitting next to anyone, but you're not like any of your friends. You're not like anyone that you go to school with. You're not like anyone else on this planet. So what are you going to get out of trying to be like anyone else, or trying to change yourself just because that's what everyone else is doing? Because I'm pretty certain that you are not going to die like you might have once. Like you might have once during those primal times when that was the case, but it's not anymore. That brings us to the end of this episode. If you've listened this far, thank you, and I hope you got something out of that. Please let me know what you thought. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I believe you can leave reviews. So don't hesitate to leave a review either, or send me a DM on Instagram at dear.bangra and tell me what you thought, and drop any ideas for another episode, because I know that there are a lot of things that people want to hear, and I will definitely be taking those into account. Thank you again. That's all from me for today, and hopefully I'll see you on the next episode of A Teen's POV. Bye!